This is perhaps one of the more surprising paintings in this exhibition. I think when people think about floral still life painting, for one thing, most people think about a rather modestly sized canvas. Even a life-size painting of a bouquet is, you know, of a certain modest scale. And here we are confronted with a towering mass of flowers surrounding marble sculpture topped by a eagle. It's a painting that is rather different, certainly, than anything else in this exhibition, and was unique in its own time as well.
The homage to Queen Hortense is self-consciously elevated. We see an artist who's deeply rooted in the decorative arts, who is challenging themselves to go beyond the, let's say, the industrial nature of their involvement by seeking to elevate their subject both in size and in manner of presentation, using metaphors, using flowers that refer to the qualities, the virtues of the subject, Queen Hortense.
Yeah. Renier's painting is almost taking to the limit the notion of a flower painting that can carry symbolic meaning. Hortensias, which is the French name for hydrangeas, so the presence of these hydrangeas is an allusion to the sitter, but there are also many flowers included that have Napoleonic references or imperial references. So this is a painting that's pushing to almost the breaking point the notion that a painting of flowers can carry this symbolic, almost literary weight. And that's something you see contemporary artists and artists of the next generation pushing back against very forcefully.
Other painters working in a similar idiom in Lyon, such as Simon Saint-Jean, who is also in this section of the exhibition, become a lightning rod for French critics, such as Baudelaire, and for painters such as Delacroix and Courbet, who were trying to create a painting that was more freely managed, less elusive, less literary, and more spontaneous, as we'll see in the next section.
Certainly there had been precedents and traditions for the idea of the sort of floral tribute. That's a very conventional way of presenting an homage to a figure, and I think there's a tradition of this in floral tributes to the Virgin Mary, even. But here the Virgin Mary is replaced by the mother of the emperor, the late mother of the emperor. Queen Hortense was the stepdaughter of Napoleon Bonaparte. And that's to say, she was the daughter of his first wife, Josephine. And Josephine had been an incredible patron of the flower painter Redouté. Her daughter Hortense had studied with Redouté and practiced flower painting herself. So it's a very appropriate form of tribute to this rather historic woman who, in addition to being the Queen of Holland during the reign of the first Napoleon, was the mother of the second Emperor Napoleon, Louis Napoleon, who had crowned himself emperor only 4 years earlier. So this painting also had a very deliberate role in asserting the continuity of the new empire with the one that had preceded it, covering the nephew, Louis Napoleon, with the laurels of his uncle, Napoleon Bonaparte.